Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is a true crime and real-time roundup from On Deadline. I'm your host, Lauren Berry. This week, we're catching up on several cases that you might have missed. First, we'll get an update on lawsuits related to a former Detroit area nurse who's been accused of sexually abusing patients for years. Then we'll look at two cold cases, one in Minnesota that's still open, and one in Pennsylvania that authorities say has finally been solved after more than 60 years. Finally, we'll return to both of those states to check in on a number of cases currently under investigation, from two bodies found dead in a Best Buy parking lot to a shooting on the campus of a historically black college. First, here's WWJ News Radio's coverage of attorney Todd Flood making the announcement of new court filings related to allegations against former nurse Wilfredo Figueroa Berrios.
This predator, Mr. Berrios, was on the prowl, if you will, for close to a decade of time, and the acts that he took were swept under the rug. We predicted there would be more survivors, and lo and behold, yes, there are. The background of this case, we did file our lawsuits earlier. Now we have more. Today, as of today, this morning, Flood Law has filed, along with the Figer Law Firm, two additional lawsuits. The caveat with one of these lawsuits is the whistleblower. The whistleblower in this case was the one that gave notice and filled out the reports and brought it to the attention to the higher-ups. And instead of being accommodated, she was fired. And who stayed on? Berrios. That was at Sinai Grace. That was the ugly part of this. We're a forgiving society a lot of times, but when you want to take the person that takes it up to the next level, you'll see she reported the last sexual assault that took place, Mr. Berrios, at Sinai Grace. You'll see from that lawsuit, it lays out the allegations clearly. The next is, we have a lawsuit of another survivor we filed. This survivor is one that worked with Berrios, was a nurse with Berrios. And the fact of the matter is, he sexually assaulted her. In that particular case, it was proven necessary to go to a criminal trial. He was bound over in 36th District Court on those allegations. That was enough evidence to show probable cause that he committed this crime. Basically, a lesser standard for which we have to show in court on the civil act. The fact of the matter is, this case has moved forward, and we have interviewed now close to six other potential victims / survivors of this case since it's come down. And we will find, as we go on, and I'm predicting now, more and more to come. He was a nurse since 2012, and we have survivors dating back, some of them back to 2012. He admits, and you'll find, we have his words, not our words. We have his words where he admits he was an addict. We have his words that he was under investigation. We have Lara, where Lara, they're mandated reporters, all nurses. It makes common sense. They have to report to Lara. So anyone that claims they didn't know in these, you know, ponds, if you will, the pool, if you will, of healthcare that they didn't know, they turned a willful blind eye. Because it, as you read through the reports and you read through the complaints, you'll see that they all knew and all suspected what was going on. So there's more and more survivors that are coming forward. They have the courage to do so. We need them to go to the Figer Law Firm or the Flood Law Firm, and most importantly, the law enforcement. We're working hand in hand with law enforcement to make sure that this is taken care of. We will get to all of the survivors that we can, and we ask for the courage for them to step up and to come to the Figer Law Firm or the Flood Law Firm, and most importantly, to law enforcement.
John Hewitt from WWJ, forgive me, 7 total lawsuits between what was filed today or recently and then before 3 weeks ago, or can you clarify how many of those are what I would use the description of direct contact victims of alleged assault versus a whistleblower case, or can you synopsize for me how many cases, how many assault alleged victims?
So of the 7, there's one that's the whistleblower. So right now, as today, we have 6 that have been sexually assaulted, direct contact with Berrios. So if that answers your question, the backdrop of this is that not only is there 6 that have been filed, there's 6 that are under investigation to be filed, so that would give you a total of 12. The government, the prosecution in this case, has 11, I believe, right now, 3 that have just been bound over for trial in criminal court in rape, so criminal sexual conduct. So I hope that gives you the answer to your question as far as the texture of how many people are out there that we currently have. You know, there's 7. Of those 7, one's a whistleblower.
Todd, I believe you mentioned Sinai Grace since 2012, excuse me, for Mr. Figueroa Berrios. I'm curious, in a rough sense, the timeline of the alleged cases that you're filing versus potentially, is it 13 years he could have been doing this then or longer? I'm trying to get my arms around how long he was in this position, in this role, potentially as an abuser, versus what specifically has been charged over the last 3, 4, 5 years. I'm trying to get my arms around it.
Well, a rapist doesn't wake up one day and decide he's going to be a rapist. A gentleman or a person that does this monstrous acts, this is something that he's been doing for a long time. How far does it go back? That's anyone's guess right now. We know he was a nurse. He admits to being a nurse in 2012. We have records that show that he was under investigation as early as 2017. We also have cases that we're investigating that date prior to that, that are not filed as of right now. So I don't know when he first did a criminal sexual conduct, misconduct case. I don't know that exact date. Only he would know, and potentially another, you know, survivor. So as of right now, give your timeline, we're investigating a case of 2017. We have records that show, because he started as a nurse, it's stated in the complaint, he started as a nurse in 2012. We state in our complaint that he worked at Sinai Grace on multiple occasions. Not only, you know, this most recently, but he was there prior to 2024 and 2025. He was there and he admits to it. He talks about it. So I hope that answers your question.
It does. My last question, I don't mean to monopolize, but I'm curious, when I first heard of this case, one of my first thoughts was how somebody would have the opportunity to do this, let alone administratively his behavior being brought to their attention and whether there's some issues obviously there. But other nurses on call, other nurses at a station, I'm showing my ignorance here, but if you can lend any insight into how someone as a nurse would have this type of time and access to patients to commit this type of alleged abuse.
He is the predator that figured out the way to make it happen behind closed doors so that no one would see him or act, you know, oh, he's doing something suspicious. However, your question bears out another answer. There were other people that did start to complain and said, you know, and it's in the complaint, that they knew or should have known that he was doing nefarious acts because it didn't make sense. And he also, you know, his MO, he also physically abused people. You know, he became very aggressive. Lots of complaints about him becoming aggressive, especially with men that were in comparable, you know, compromised positions. So the bell was being rung. The flares were going up. The sirens were going off, to answer your question. But that's why there's a lawsuit, is because this should have been prevented. It should have been stopped. If we took two survivors, three survivors, four survivors, I have right now six new cases we're investigating. At what point in time is it that you opened up Pandora's box here to say, we have an issue, right? And we have an issue with regards to Sinai Grace that they didn't do a proper investigation. They failed to report. That's what's going on here, right? Because there's just so many, Karen. There's so many survivors that we're finding. And shame on everybody, because the fact that people are timid to do the right thing is shameful on that they shouldn't be timid to have the courage to stand up and sing from the mountaintops, this guy's a monster, or this guy needs to be removed. And the ugly part about it is they kept the predator on staff, and he subsequently did bad things.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now we have two cold case updates. In Minnesota, authorities are seeking help to find the killer of a deer hunter who was shot dead nearly a decade ago, according to WCCO News Talk.
43-year-old Terry Brisk was shot and killed November 7th of 2016 while deer hunting on his parents' property off Hawthorne Road and Jewel Road northeast of Little Falls. Investigators say evidence shows Brisk was shot with his own rifle and that the suspect was in close proximity of Brisk and that the two likely would have interacted prior to the homicide taking place. There's a $30,000 reward for any information leading to an arrest and conviction. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
While it has been some time since the deer hunter killing, some cases are solved after decades-long investigations. That's what happened this week, KYW News Radio in Philadelphia reported.
Bucks County authorities say they've solved a cold case, the 1962 rape and murder of a 9-year-old girl in a Bristol Borough church, calling it one of the worst cases of our region and the country. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward.
Bucks County DA Jen Shorn says on October 22, 1962, 9-year-old Carol Ann Dougherty rode her bike to meet her friends at the Bristol Borough Library.
Went into Tommy's Cafe, and again, a heartbreaking fact that she got a Coke and penny candy. I mean, could there be anything more innocent? Returning her library books, getting a Coke and penny candy.
Carol Ann was last seen outside St. Mark's Church. When she didn't come home for dinner, her family went looking for her. Her father found her body in the choir loft of the church, raped and strangled. Shorn described the evidence and the challenges investigators faced in 1963, laid out in a 53-page grand jury report that finds William Schrader, who died in 2002, was the killer.
William Schrader's history of sexually violating little girls, it's the likes I have never seen as a career child abuse prosecutor.
Carol Ann's sister Kay Dougherty says her sister's murder haunted her family for decades, but thanks everyone who kept her memory alive.
Though nothing can bring Carol back, we can finally let her rest in peace, knowing that her story has been told.
Next up, we have a roundup of newly reported cases. For some, little information is available yet. For others, the truth is just starting to be revealed. We'll start again in Minnesota, where the identities of two victims found dead in a parking lot had not yet been released as of Friday.
A Jeep with a blue tarp over it is parked in front of the Best Buy in Roseville. Police spokesperson Joe Adams says someone called the manager at the store to report there were two people inside that vehicle looked to have been shot.
Management then came out and did confirm located two individuals inside there that they described as beyond help.
He says at this point they cannot say whether it was domestic or not, but the two were the only ones involved and they have recovered a gun. In Roseville, Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
WCCO Radio also covered a shooting that was called in by the teen son of one of the victims.
The Brown County Sheriff's Office says two people were found dead inside of a home early Sunday morning after a 13-year-old boy called police and told them someone had shot his mother. 32-year-old Tabitha Trescott and 50-year-old Justin Reinerts were pronounced dead when police got to the scene. Randy Zimmerman was arrested in Iowa. He made his first court appearance yesterday and is charged with second-degree murder. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
The station also reported on another unusual homicide this week.
Homicide investigators believe two adult men were fatally shot by each other on the 400 block of Front Avenue, exchanging gunfire in a domestic-related incident around 4:20 a.m. Public Information Officer Nikki Muehlhausen.
This incident appears to be domestic in nature, and that these two individuals knew of each other, and that these two individuals were also the two that fired shots at each other.
One man was found deceased on the street, and the second, who arrived at a fire station with multiple gunshot wounds, died shortly after at Regents Hospital. Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.
We've previously covered the murder of Kata Scott, a young Philadelphia-area woman who was found in a shallow grave after going missing. This week, KYW News Radio provided an update on the community response to her death. A man named Keon King has been arrested for her murder.
There will be a public funeral held this weekend for Kata Scott, the 23-year-old Mount Airy woman who was kidnapped and murdered last month. A 10 a.m. service is planned for Saturday at the Mount Airy Church of God in Christ on Ogontz Avenue near Shelton Avenue. Scott's family is asking those who attend to wear shades of pink in honor of Kata's life and legacy.
KYW also covered the shooting of a 7-year-old girl this week and the man who's been accused of the crime.
Philadelphia police looking for a man accused of shooting a 7-year-old girl last week as she was riding in the car with her mom. As KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, the suspect has a criminal record.
The shots were fired a week ago. The child was in the car with her mom around 7:15 last Tuesday night, riding along Marshall Street near 6th and Indiana in North Philly. The girl was shot in the arm. Police say her mother immediately raced her to Temple Hospital, and she's expected to physically recover. Detectives from the shooting investigation unit combed the scene for video and ballistics and found about a half a dozen shell casings from a 9mm gun. They identified their suspect as 30-year-old Alfredo Marrero. Marrero is no stranger to the criminal justice system. In 2018, he pleaded guilty to aggravated assault, conspiracy, and a weapons offense in a negotiated deal with prosecutors, and he was sentenced to less than 2 years in prison with 5 years probation. Months later, in 2019, he was arrested again and pleaded guilty to drugs and a gun offense. This time, he was sentenced to 5 to 10 years in prison. According to court records, though, at the height of the pandemic in October of 2020, he was released. Now, he's wanted for the shooting of a 7-year-old girl. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Our final case this week is a mass shooting that left one young man dead and others injured on October 25th. KYW has been providing updates on the case.
A fatal shooting during homecoming festivities at Lincoln University in Chester County last night. It left one person dead, six more injured, and KYW's Sheridae Howard spoke with students and community leaders there.
I was sitting in the grass. I heard it. I'm just like shooting, everybody screaming.
Joseph, a senior at Lincoln University, says around 9:30 p.m., he was talking to friends and suddenly his world turned upside down when gunshots rang out at homecoming, what should have been a night of celebration.
I don't know. It's just crazy. Like, if I'm being honest, I'm still in shock. Like, it don't really feel real. Like, somebody, like, literally, like, died yesterday. Like, that should have never happened.
Chester County DA Christopher Barrena-Sorobe says they have one person in custody and believe other shooters were involved. And they ask that anyone with information or video contact police.
Digital evidence is key for us to putting this together and to be able to go back and hold the shooters accountable.
I spoke to one neighbor who stopped by to support the students and leave flowers from her garden at the university entrance.
A lot of these kids can't get home to hug their moms, so I just wanted them to feel loved today.
In Chester County, Sheridae Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It's one of the oldest historically black universities in the country, and we just heard from officials at Lincoln, and you heard that on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM. KYW's Vic Ragapathy, he's standing by. He has a recap on what we just found out. Hey, Vic.
Hey, Pete. Chester County District Attorney Christopher De Barrena-Sorobe identified the one man who died from last night's shooting during homecoming celebrations at Lincoln University in Chester County.
It's my unfortunate duty to announce that Jawan Jeffers, a 25-year-old young man from Wilmington, Delaware, died just after midnight after suffering a gunshot wound to the head.
De Barrena-Sorobe says the other six shooting victims, who range in age from 20 to 25 years old, are expected to survive. They were not individually identified, but officials say one is a current student, one is an alum, the other four do not have direct ties to the university. The DA also identified the one person in custody.
He was charged with carrying a concealed firearm. His name was Zacchaeus Morgan Thompson.
That's the only person in custody, but investigators believe there were multiple gunmen. Officials have not confirmed whether the gun they found on the one person in custody was used in last night's shooting. They also say they don't know how many shots were fired. Their investigators are still combing through evidence and searching the grounds. They've been working with the FBI and using canine units. Pete, Lincoln is one of the country's oldest historically black universities, and you know this came during homecoming celebrations, one of the most important weekends for the school.
Now the community is gathering to support themselves and the victims in the wake of this tragedy.
A private vigil was held by students and faculty at Lincoln University for the seven people who were shot during the school's homecoming celebration Saturday night. KYW Sheridae Howard is reporting on the latest from Chester County.
It's a shame, and sorry for the one who lost their life and the six that got hurt.
DJ Ray and Crystal Grimes were with their daughter Paris, a student at Lincoln University, as families, faculty, and students gathered Monday afternoon to remember the victims of this past weekend's shooting during homecoming at the school, the oldest HBCU in the country. Now, the Chester County DA said just before 9:30 Saturday night, gunfire erupted outside of the school's International Cultural Center, killing Jawan Jeffers, a 20-year-old man from Wilmington, Delaware. Six others were wounded. All are expected to recover. Crystal and DJ Ray say they're thankful their daughter's safe, but they hope the school improves security to prevent another similar incident.
Because a lot of times when it's happening, it's not the people that go here.
Of course, you lean on your faith heavily, but also be aware. We're living in reality.
Officials say they have one person in custody, Jaquees Morgan Thompson, charged with carrying a concealed firearm without a license. However, they haven't determined yet if the gun was involved in the shooting. But investigators say they strongly believe there were multiple shooters. Sheridae Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Thank you so much for listening to this True Crime Roundup from On Deadline. This episode was written and produced by me, Lauren Berry. Special thanks to WWJ News Radio in Detroit, WCCO News Talk in Minneapolis, and KYW News Radio in Philadelphia. You can find these True Crime Roundups by checking out the On Deadline podcast, the Who Killed Strawberry podcast, and the Bitter Academia podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.